thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we invite you to stay with us. We're trusting the Lord will make our service a real blessing to you today. We are opening our service with the selection, Are You Faithful? Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the love of God, the faithfulness of God, and it is our sincere desire to be faithful to you, and we desire to be faithful to this precious congregation as we endeavor to present thy word. We pray for the blessings of heaven to rest upon us and upon our congregation. We pray the Holy Spirit will be able to work to the glory of God and to the good of souls, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Are you faithful?
Our thoughts for today's broadcast, Be Thou an Example. And we are reading for a text, 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in manner of living, in charity or love, in spirit, in faith, and purity. An example is a person or thing to be imitated, a model, a pattern. An example could be good or bad. The person in our lesson today was instructed to be a good example. Let no man despise thy youth. Timothy, we understand, was converted under Paul's ministry during his first missionary trip. And on his second missionary trip, he was given a very good report in regard to Timothy. And Paul then invited Timothy to become a part of his missionary group, and he did. And Paul and Timothy worked together, and Paul sent Timothy on various missions from time to time. And at this particular time of our scripture, Paul and Timothy were apart, laboring in different fields. And Paul felt necessary to write to Timothy and give him some instructions. And he told him that he should not let any man despise his youth, but that he should be an example. He was a minister in the Church of God, and as such, he was expected to act in ways or in all gravity which becometh his position in the church. A minister in the church is expected to be sober, to be serious-minded, not light or foolish. If the people did not respect Timothy, they doubtless would not respect his message. And so Paul was instructed him not to let anyone despise his youth. Yes, young people can be a servant of God, and they can be a great influence, maybe more so than some of the older folk can. How can anyone believe that we are a Christian if we do not set the right example? So it is incumbent not only upon the ministry, but upon every child of God to live the gospel out in their life day by day and to be an example. Paul instructs Timothy, be thou an example of the believers. Or you, we could say, be thou an example to the believers. So Paul was telling Timothy that he should set a godly example to other saints in the body of Christ so that they could imitate his life, so that they could follow him, and they would be led right. There is a great power in a good example. Look at the many that have been led astray because of the bad influence of ungodly preachers. The blind leading the blind, the Bible says, and both shall fall in the ditch. How we conduct ourselves does matter. Are we setting an example of pure behavior, clean lives, moral conduct, glorifying God, and doing what the Lord has taught us in His Word? Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump, the Bible says. What does Paul mean by that? Well, a good example is going to be a very good influence upon people, but a bad example is going to spread among other people as well. So we are to live in such a way that our life is an influence for others. Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? So not only ministers, but every Christian is to be an example. The way we conduct ourselves will either lead souls to Christ or drive them away from Him. Let us look at the areas in which Timothy was to be an example. In word, in other words, in speech. I've known preachers and heard preachers who feel like they need to give a joke or give a funny story once in a while. In fact, someone has suggested if you see that your audience is losing interest, that's what you need to do. But I read in the Bible where ministers are charged to preach the word, to feed the church of God, which Christ has purchased with His own blood. And we are to be sober, and we are to live in a way that our life is an example. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. So Paul wrote the church at Ephesus, chapter 4 and verse 29. And this would include idle words, for Jesus said we're going to have to give an account of every idle word. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So we read in Psalm 19 and 14. And then Paul goes on, in conversation. And this word conversation here is to be understood as the manner of living, his general life, not just while he was in the pulpit, but his life day by day was to be such that he would be an example and an influence. His general life must be worthy of the gospel. We are exhorted in the scriptures to live worthy of Christ. And Paul says, prove all things. Everything that you might hear is not necessarily the truth. We read of the Bereans, after they heard Paul, they went home and searched the scriptures to see whether what he was preaching to them was the truth or not. So Paul is exhorting Timothy, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil. Now, we're not only to abstain from evil, but we're to abstain from the very appearance of evil. So we read in 1 Thessalonians 5:21 and 22. Are we living like we have been born again into the family of God, or are we living like we are part of the world? Paul told the brethren at Rome they were not to conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that they might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In charity, in love, Timothy was to exhibit love to all, both friend and foe. Yes, Jesus taught us to love our very enemies and to do good to those that would despitefully use us. In spirit, we must be zealous for the Lord. The Bible teaches that if we are lukewarm, the Lord will spew us out of His mouth. So we are to be on fire for God. We are to be zealous. In spirit, we are to be an example, showing the right spirit even under adverse circumstances. And then in faith, we read in the book of Hebrews, without faith, it is impossible to please God. They that come to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So Paul was exhorting Timothy to be a faithful man, believing the Word of God, obeying the Word of God, and doing the will of God. Now, the word faith is used not only by having faith in God, but also the word faith is used in regard to the doctrine. Jude tells us we should contend earnestly for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. So the word faith is used in at least two different ways in the Scriptures, and we are to be an example in both. In purity, morally pure and chaste in conduct. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Now I'd like to look at some others who were in examples. And I want to look first of all at the young man Joseph. He was hated by his brothers because he was doing right, and he reported to his father the evil deeds that they were doing, and so they hated him. And his father made him a coat of many colors, and that made them hate him worse. So they sold him to the Midianites, and he was taken down into Egypt and sold to a man by the name of Potiphar. But even there, as a prisoner, he was faithful to his master, conducted his master's business in a very commendable way, and Potiphar turned over all the responsibilities as far as business was concerned to him. But as Potiphar's wife lusted after him and tried to get him to commit sin with her, and he refused to do that, he was a very good example in that regard. But she lied on him, and he was put in jail. And even in the jail, the Lord was with him, and he was an example there, because the jailer turned over responsibilities to Joseph. And God worked in such a way, He brought him out of that jail and made him prime minister of Egypt. And when his brothers came down into Egypt to buy grain, he tested them by some rather strong remarks, but it was not from his heart. He was testing them. And eventually, as you know the story, he revealed himself to his brothers, and they were afraid he was going to hurt them or harm them. He assured them he would do no such thing. He had no malice. He had no hatred in his heart toward them. He only meant good. And he felt like God had brought him into the land of Egypt for the purpose of taking care of them whenever the famine came upon the land. So Joseph was an example everywhere and in every circumstance. And then I think of Nathan, King Saul's young son. He was a good example, and he stood with David in what was right, even when it required him to stand against his father. It's a shame and a disgrace what some people say about Nathan and David. Their love for one another was pure and holy. And Nathan loved David out of a pure heart, and he endeavored to help David and protect him from his father's murderous ways. And then we think about Joshua. Joshua was a laborer with Moses, and he was a very good example. He led the army against the people that came out against them after they came out of Egypt. And eventually, Joshua became the leader in Moses' place. And he was an example to the entire nation. And he was especially an example to his family, because when he got old, he charged Israel to make a choice as to whether they would serve God or whether they would serve the idols that were in the land. But Joshua said, as far as he was concerned and his family, we will serve the Lord. So Joshua was a beautiful example wherever he went, whatever his duties were, and even before his family. Now the man Noah, he lived in a very wicked age, as we read in Genesis chapter 6. But Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation, and God made a way for him to be spared when he was determined to destroy the wicked with the flood. And they built an ark for the saving of his family and anybody else that would have believed Noah's preaching. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. So in obeying God, he saved his entire family from the flood. Now the child Samuel, his mother was barren, and she desired a child, and she prayed to God, promising the Lord if he would give her a son, she would give him back to the Lord. And he gave her a son, and she kept her promise. Whenever she weaned him, she took him to the high priest Eli there at Shiloh, and Samuel was obedient there and a big help. At the age of 12, God spoke to him, and all Israel knew that God had his hand upon Samuel. And Samuel not only was a faithful child, but he grew to manhood and became an old man in the years to come. And he was an example through it all. And he lived an example before his people. Now again, respect is something that is earned. It comes when we have integrity in our hearts. Let us all live lives that other brethren, and the world for that matter, can respect us. What Paul instructed Timothy is good for us all. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the privilege of sharing these thoughts and these scriptures with this precious congregation today, and I trust the Holy Spirit has conveyed them to hearts, made them a blessing to our congregation. For this we ask in Jesus' name, amen. Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. It would be an encouragement to us if you would let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our fax number, 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You may go to our webpage and read our monthly magazine. There's a number of them there. And also, we have an archive of our broadcast. If you've missed any or would like to hear one over again, you can go to our webpage, www.wayoftruth.org, and listen to it. Also, we invite you to be with us in our services. Sunday school, or our morning worship service, begins 20 minutes before 11, our Sunday evening service at 6, and our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7, and they are broadcast live over the internet, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin Craig. Thank you for being with us. We invite you to tune in next week when we come your way again, the Lord willing, with another Way of Truth broadcast.
Sometimes there are burdens that are hard to bear, but there'll be no more someday. Sometimes in this life there are heartaches and tears, but they'll all wiped away someday. Someday. No more heartaches. Someday. No more tears. I'll leave it all behind someday. Someday. No more burdens. Be mine someday. Sometimes this old body may be racked in pain, but I'll suffer.